Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificant Mikey. Alrighty, I want to thank Charlie again for his great call-in yesterday, and I want to encourage everybody else again to call in the future and make a call like Charlie's. It was great. Perfect call, Charlie. It was under 30 seconds. Got to the point, got to his question, kept it clean. Those are the kind of calls I'm looking for. Good job. And so because of Charlie's call, yesterday we covered suggestions on what I suggest for newbies getting into Fortnite. And I suggested that you, one, know the map, two, get your loot and resources right away, and three, learn to build and edit, because that's going to be really important throughout the game, especially in the end game. I've done episodes in the past on building and editing, the different type of, which falls into the category of resources as well, and the different kind of loot that you can grab, and how you want to have your loadout set up, especially late in games. What we haven't really covered is the map, and that was one of the suggestions I gave yesterday. So that's what we're going to do in our episode today, is talk about the map in Fortnite and all the locations. In total, there are 18 distinct locations on the Fortnite map as of right now. This could all change in a couple of days, and if it does, I'll come back and add whatever it is. We are ending season 3 here in a couple of days, and season 4 is coming, and they've been teasing us. Epic Games has, with the little graphics that they have, is Brace for Impact, and they kind of look like superheroes in the background there, and the little graphic that they've been sending out. And those meteors sure have been feeling the vibration in the PS4 controller a lot more ever since they started doing that. So who knows, maybe, the rumors are that Tilted Towers is going to go away, or it's going to hit somewhere and create a new place. We'll just have to wait and find out. But as of right now, if you want to know the map and you're new, you're getting into Fortnite, or even if you're a veteran player and, you would just want more details on the map and really get to an advanced level on knowing the different areas, this is the episode to listen to. So let's get into it. The first place I'm going to talk about is Junk Junction. It is in the upper northwest region of the map, the furthest northwest that you can get. And at Junk Junction, what you can do there, there's a lot of cars there, so you can get a lot of loot there from metal. You can kind of go around the yard site there and get loot throughout. There's usually a chest or two in there. It's a good place for beginners to land. This is one of the places that's good for beginners, because there's usually not a lot of people there, because it is so far in the northwest corner, unless the battle bus is flying somewhere close by to it at the beginning of the game. There's not a lot of people there usually. But there's a lot of cars there, so you can pick up a lot of metal there and practice building. Another place that we have is Haunted Hills, which is just south of Junction. It's still, in the upper northwest corner of the map. And at Haunted Hills, it's a cemetery. There's usually a lot of chests here at Haunted Hills, so that's a good place to check out if you want to get, a lot of loot right in the beginning of the game. And once again, being so far up there in the northwest corner, there's not usually a whole lot of people so it is a good place for beginners to kind of check out in the beginning of the game if you're just getting into Fortnite. It does have a problem of, it's a cemetery, so there's a lot of open areas, so this is a good spot to, you really got to keep on your toes and keep an eye out. You could be taking fire quickly if you're out there in the open. Okay, so let's get into the next spot, which is Pleasant Park. This is just southeast of Haunted Hills, still up in the northwest corner of the map. Let's see here. So for Pleasant Park, this is a very popular landing spot because there's a lot of loot, and so you're going to get a lot of people who are going to want to be landing here to, it's like a I guess it's like a residential area, homing. So there's a lot of like houses here. What you're going to want to do when you try to land here is land on the roof of one of the houses, and start, you know, start hammering away using your pickaxe on that roof. Get inside the building and start picking up loot inside the buildings as soon as you can. One, you know, if you happen to land on that roof by yourself. In the beginning, then you'll be able to get in there and get a lot of loot right away, and then you'll also have a great spot, you know, a hiding spot and a vantage point right there in the beginning of the game, if you're a beginner. If you're not about being aggressive at this point yet, this will get you a lot of loot really quick. You can start mining for resources inside the house as well, so you can get a lot of resources. And so it's just a good practice area for all that, and there's going to be a lot of action, so you know you at least will be getting some action, as in you know, firing at people and having people fire at you and learning how to respond to those situations. So that's Pleasant Park. Let's get into Anarchy Acres now. This is in the very middle of the map, at the very top in the north. And at Anarchy Acres, this is another very popular landing spot because there's a lot of loot here as well. Again, I'm going to recommend that you land on roofs here. There's also, you know, a little silo thing that you can knock down sometimes, and sometimes there's treasure chests in there. So that's something to look out for. Again, this is another spot that has a lot of open areas. So if you're not inside one of the buildings that you landed on, you know, there's a good chance that somebody could snipe you, or just, you know, you're out in the middle of the open and you could be taken out. So you really want to be inside the buildings to begin with, moving around until you know that you've taken out some of your opponents, or you've, you know, heard a lot, some of your other opponents be taken out, and you kind of get the feel that maybe there's only, you know, two or, you know, one or two other people near you. You don't really want to just land in the middle of Anarchy Acres and then just run out in the open at trying to pick up loot out in the open, because you'll be an easy target. Okay, let's go to Tomato Town. This is just southeast of Anarchy Acres. Now we're in the northeast corner of the map. So at Tomato Town, what I'm going to suggest here is, because there's not a lot going on in Tomato Town, there's three buildings in Tomato Town, like a restaurant, a gas station, and, like a taco stand place. And there's always loot on top of those buildings. Almost always, that is, not always. And there's sometimes a little bit of loot inside, but there's not usually a lot of loot here. So what I'm going to suggest is there's a tunnel that you can, that is just, let's see here. The tunnel is to the west of Tomato Town. And so if you go just to the west, if you land on top of a little hill that's next to Tomato Town, there's a little tunnel there. Go in that tunnel, and there's a lot of loot in there. That's where I would go suggest if you want to get a lot of loot. But Tomato Town is another great place to land for beginners, because there's not a lot going on there. Because there's, you know, not usually the greatest loot there. There's not always, you know, there's only three small buildings. You know, it's not crazy there. So it's a good spot for a beginner to land, have some time to pick up some loot. Maybe if a couple other people go there, then, you know, you have a better chance of lasting, because there's not, you know, a dozen other people around. You might just be a couple other people. So it's a little bit more laid back. You have a chance to, you know, you have a little more time to think and make your decisions on what you want to do. Okay, let's go to Wailing Woods next. The Wailing Woods is in our northeast corner of the map. This is a little bit north of Tomato Town as well, to the northeast. And in Wailing Woods, it's a big forest. In the center of this forest, there's a building that is surrounded by a maze. And this is another good place for beginners, because there's a lot of forest around. So this is a place you can go land, because not a lot of people go here either, because there's only the one main building in the center of Wailing Woods that is surrounded by the maze, that you can get really good loot there, but is really well protected. So, you know, if you get in that little center place, you have a good vantage spot, good hiding spot, if you are the survivor who lands in there. But if not, you know, if you don't land in the center, you can go land out in the middle of the woods. And there's a couple other like little shacks throughout the forest in there that you can find loot in. And but then you can also be looting, or I mean, you know, mining a lot of resources, like because there's so many trees in the forest that you can get a lot of wood really quick, and you can use that to practice your building and editing. This is a great place to, you know, to start practicing your building and editing if that's something you need to work on and that you want to get better at. And then again, like I said, especially at the towards the end of games, building and editing is so important, so it is something that you are going to want to practice, and Willingwood is a great place for that. Let's go over now to the back to the middle of the map. It's a little bit more towards the west, but it's in the middle. Let's do Loot Lake. Loot Lake, well, it is a big lake. There's two little islands in the middle of the lake, and there's factories kind of spread out across the lake, like surrounding the lake, around the outside of the lake. There's usually a lot of loot inside of the lake, and you can just go mine those factories and little houses, like really fancy mansion houses that are also on the outside of the lake. There's usually some good loot there. There's some really good loot in the middle of the lake. The problem with landing in the middle of the lake is you're kind of stuck there. If the storm ends up being somewhere else other than the, you know, going around Loot Lake, and you need to move, and you're on that island that's in the center of Loot Lake, it's a hard time getting out there, because you're basically just going to have to build the floors across the lake to run across, because if you go in the water, it slows you down a lot. You move so slowly that you're a really easy target at that point. But even using the building the floors across the lake and running and building at the same time, you're still leaving yourself wide open in the middle, making yourself an easy target. So this is not a place I would suggest for beginners to start going right away, because it's a little bit more advanced on, you know, especially again, if that storm moves and you need to get out of there quickly, and say for some reason you were just focusing on getting the loot and you weren't getting resources, you're gonna end up getting stuck in that lake, and then the storm's gonna go around you, and then you're gonna end up getting lost in the storm. And that's something, like we say at the end of every episode, that we don't want to do. Don't get lost in the storm. So I wouldn't suggest this for beginners right away, but you know, once you get a little bit better, it is a great place if you're a little bit more, you know, above average player, because if the storm does happen to go around there, you have a great vantage point being in the middle of that lake. You know, if anybody's going to come towards you, you can see easily around all four sides of you. It's built up a little bit. And then if you build up even higher with a tower, then you have a great vantage point for anybody who's coming out trying to get you there. Okay, let's go next to, let's talk about Lonely Lodge. This is going all the way back to the east, kind of towards the middle of the map, but all the way east, and we are talking about Lonely Lodge. This is a smaller forest, smaller than Wailing Woods, but still a lot of wood there. There's a big tower at Lonely Lodge, which is, I guess, the Lonely Lodge. If you go there, there's usually some pretty good loot at the top of the tower. Sometimes some pretty good, you get some treasure chests around the tower. And this is another place that's great for going to get resources and practice building and editing, because this is another place, because there's not a lot of buildings around here that are always full of loot. This is another great place for beginners to go get a little bit of loot, but also get a lot of resources here to practice, again, our building and editing. Okay, let's go back to the west, towards the middle of the map. This is almost dead center in the middle of the map, the Dusty Depot. The Dusty Depot has three big warehouses in it. There's usually loot inside of the depots, but there's little fenced areas in between each warehouse that usually have some pretty good loot in it. This is a place that I would not suggest landing on top of the buildings at, because you when you break open up the when you break open the buildings, it's a long drop, and you it's usually not worth it to land on top. I would land on the ground there and try to get whatever loot is inside the fences in between each in between each warehouse, because those usually get better loot there. Yeah, that's the CD post. So let's go talk about Snobby Shores. This is going all the way to the west side of the map. Again, this is the middle section of the map, all the way to the west. Snobby Shores. There is a you know a row of like really fancy mansion type houses, bigger houses. This is another popular landing spot. It's all the way to the west. So again, this is another place that you know, depending on the path of the battle bus, you might not get a lot of people there, but usually a lot of people will go there because there is a lot of loot there, big inside the big mansions. The southernmost mansion there has a secret bunker. If you break the floor in there, you go down into a bunker, and there's usually a couple of treasure chests inside that bunker that, you know, you always want to open those chests because the chances of you getting, you know, epic or rare weapons are a lot higher. You know, also getting those shields is really important. You'll find shields and chests a lot more often than just on the floor. So, yeah, going into that secret bunker that's in that southernmost house inside of Snobby Shores is going to be really good for you. Again, this is might be another place that's for a little bit above average player, you know, average or above average. I mean, even if you're just an average player, it's a good place. But if you're a beginner, if it's a place that the battle bus is going over right at the beginning, a lot of people are going to go there because everybody knows there's a lot of good loot. So I wouldn't suggest going there right away. Let's go back to the east again, side of the map. Again, this is more towards the middle of the map. This is just a little southeast of Dusty Depot, and this is what we is called Retail Row. Retail Row, you know, kind of, you know, in the name, it suggests to you what it is there. It's a bunch of retail places, so there's a lot of buildings here. This is another place, so there's a lot of buildings here, there's a lot of loot here, there's a lot of resources here, but this is another place where there's also going to be a lot of people. So it's a great place to land because you are going to get a lot of loot, you probably will get some you know, good weapons here, you are going to get, you know, there's opportunity to get a lot of resources here, but again, there will be a lot of people here, so be prepared to, once you land, get loot right away, get whatever weapons you can right away, and be prepared to, you know, start firing at some opponents, because there's probably going to be some people around, quite a few people around, so be ready to react. And again, you know, it's always best to land on top of buildings, work your way inside from the top, and loot from the top down. It just makes it a little bit easier if you're on top. It gives you a better advantage, you know, angle shot over your opponents who are below you. Okay, let's now go to Greasy Grove. Greasy Grove, this is all the way back to the west. Now we're getting into the southwestern area of the map. And Greasy Grove, it has a restaurant, a gas station, and a hardware store. There's a lot of loot inside the restaurant and the hardware store. So those are places to go check out when you get to Greasy Grove. But again, this is another place, really popular landing spot. You know, if you quite haven't got your skills down on shooting yet, be prepared to, you know, this is a place where you're going to really work on those skills, because you're going to want to, again, pick up loot really quick and start firing away, because there's probably going to be a ton of people around you. Let's see here. Let's go to Shifty Shafts next. This is just east of Greasy Grove. This is a little bit, you know, we're still in the southwestern area of the map, just east of Greasy Grove, as I just said. Shifty Shafts, it is a big mine shaft there. So go inside those mine shafts and start exploring the mine shafts. You're going to find a lot of loot inside the mine shafts, probably a couple of treasure chests in there as well. There's a couple of small buildings there, but again, this is another place that there's a potential for a lot of loot. You know, some of the the mine shafts can be a little bit confusing to navigate, especially if you're just starting out. So, you know, if you're a beginner, be ready, be prepared for anybody to pop around any corner if there's other people that land around shifty shafts, because it's a little bit confusing when you first get in there. There's usually a couple of treasure chests inside the... Or there can be a couple of treasure chests inside shifty shafts. So, you know, it's another decent... It's not one of the most popular landing places, but it's pretty decently popular. So just keep on the lookout. Let's go to Moisty Mire next. No, let's go over to Salty Springs, because Salty Springs is just east of Shifty Shafts. And at Salty Springs, this is another place that has a lot of houses. These aren't the mansions or anything. These are just, you know, medium-sized houses. But there's a lot of houses here. And this is another place where there's, you know, a lot of houses, a lot of roofs. Because when there's a lot of houses, there's a lot of potential for loot. So a lot of people are going to want to land there. And at Salty Springs, again, the same places for the other neighborhood type of places. Land on top of the roofs, you know, break in the roof while, you know, you're getting resources while you're breaking in that roof. And then hopefully there's going to be some loot, some weapons there for you right away as soon as you break into that roof. There's not always, but hopefully there will be. But yeah, so that's Salty Springs. Now let's get over to Moisty Mire. This is the most southeast region of the map that you can get. This is a big swamp area. There's a prison in the northwest corner of Moisty Mire area. This is a great place to get a lot of loot. Yeah, inside this prison, I mean, it's a good area for hiding as well, there, because the prison has four walls around it that you can walk around, so you have a pretty high vantage point as well, which can be very advantageous to you when trying to kill opponents who may be trying to come in from the outside. Let's see here, what else do I have to say about Moisty Mire? You know, this is another place, because it is a swamp area, there's, you know, if you are actually walking through the swamp will slow you down. But this is another place as well. If you go actually out into the swamp area and not the prison, if you land out there, there is a lot of resources out there. So it's another good place to go get resources in your beginning. Not a lot of people land out in the more swampy area, and you can start picking up resources and practicing your building and editing. Let's move over back to the middle of the map now. The middle south of the map, Fatal Fields. At Fatal Fields, it's a big farm and it has a lot of big barns there. There's a lot of loot here. It is a farm, so everything is flat and tilled and everything. So there's some, you know, there's a good amount of resources. You can, whatever crops are there, you can use your axe on the crops, and it actually gives you wood resources. But while you're out in those areas, you are out in the open once again. And again, anytime you're out in the open, you are an easy target. So be on your toes, be prepared for fire to come from any direction when you're out in the open like that at Fatal Fields. So the best way to go is to get inside those barns again and look for loot inside the barns. You know, there's also sometimes you find chests inside of haystacks or behind haystacks. So be, use your ears and listen for those treasure chests and that little twinkly sound they make, and because they might be, you know, inside of a haystack or behind some haystacks that you can use your axe on. You don't get any resources for taking down those stacks of hay, but you know, there you'll hear those treasure chests behind them. Let's see here. That was Fatal Fields. Let's go to the Flush Factory. The Flush Factory is a big toilet factory. There's a big factory inside of there that has a lot of loot in it. This is another, you know, place that could potentially be very popular because there is a lot of loot here. If the battle bus goes over this right at the beginning, a lot of people will go there because there's a lot of loot inside that factory. There's a lot of good vantage points in this factory as well. Also, there are like a group of like five little buildings to the east of Flesh Factory that always have a lot of loot in them as well. So that's something to check out if you go to the Flesh Factory area. But you know, sometimes potentially, you know, especially if the battle bus is going from the north to the south and Flesh Factory is coming last, you can go there and there won't be as many people there if the battle bus went over there right at the beginning of the game. But you will get some other people who see that the battle bus is going to go over a path that's going to get them to Flesh Factory, so you will get a few players who decide to wait and go there because of the amount of loot you can get there. So just be wary that you know, there's always potential that there can be a lot of people there. So again, a lot of loot, so it's going to attract a lot of people, so be on your toes. Alrighty, and we saved Tilted Towers for last. You veteran players out there, you know all about Tilted Towers and the craziness that it brings. You know, if you're new to Fortnite and you're just getting into this, man, you are in for something crazy if you go to Tilted Towers. If you went to Tilted Towers on your first time ever playing Fortnite, I'm sorry. I bet it wasn't the. I'm sure you didn't have the best time in the world. You know, especially if you tried landing there multiple times. I'm sure you found out how crazy it is. So, last but definitely not least, Tilted Towers. This is back in the middle of the map, a little bit to the west. It's just south of Loot Lake. Crazy place. It is definitely the most popular landing spot, most controversial area of the map in Fortnite. But it is most popular landing spot because there is a lot of loot there, a lot of resources, because the buildings are so tall, so big. You know, you're gonna get loot on top of all the buildings there. The buildings are so big that once you get if you land on top of a building and nobody kills you when you're on top, you can start mining resources inside those buildings all day long and get a lot of resources. Again, if you do go here, you are going to want to land on top of the buildings because there's usually loot on the top of the buildings. You don't want to go land on the ground, because if you go land on the ground, everybody who landed on top of the buildings and got weapons on top of the buildings, they are going to have an instant advantage over you because they're going to be aiming down at you and you're going to be out in the open. So land on top of those buildings. Again, landing on top also gives you good vantage points. There's a clock tower inside of Tilted Towers that always has treasure chests in it. You know, when you land in that little clock tower part, sometimes there's two treasure chests at the very top there. You break that floor that you are standing on inside the clock tower, you will drop down, but it's not a far enough drop that you'll get hurt. You'll start dropping down through the middle of the tower. You'll land on another wooden area, and sometimes there's more loot here and sometimes another treasure chest here. Then you can break that floor again and go all the way down to the bottom of the tower and go out the bottom. Or another strategy here is to start, you can kind of build your way back up to the top of the tower. That way you have a great vantage point at the top of the tower there to snipe down and shoot down if you have an assault rifle or some like the bolt action rifle or some sort of sniper rifle. Also, if you do end up landing on the ground at Tilted Towers, don't worry. Like, you can run into a building really quick and start looting on the bottom of the buildings, and just be a little bit more cautious if you are on the bottom, because you are at a great disadvantage if you are on the ground. But another thing you can do is if you land on the ground at Tilted Towers, if you go to the southernmost part of Tilted Towers where the clock tower is, there's a little ramp that leads down to like a pawn shop, I think it is. Yeah, a pawn shop. You can go on top of that building. There's usually some, and this, you know, it's kind of built on a hill. So when you go down to this pawn shop, you are now a little bit below the main area of Tilted Towers. So you can get the loot that's on top of that building. Then you can go down inside and see whatever loot is inside of that pawn shop. But also go back. You start when you come out of the pawn shop, you go back north, and there's a little tunnel area that goes underneath the city of area of Tilted Towers. And usually inside this tunnel, there's usually a treasure chest in there. There's more loot in there. It's another great spot if you happen to not be able to land on a roof, either because you just missed the landing or you were going for a spot to land on a roof and then two or three other people got there before you and picked up the loot on that roof already. You obviously don't want to land there anymore because you don't want them to land on top of a roof that, you know, a couple other people already picked up the loot, because then there's no loot for you to pick up. So then at this point, you do want to go land on the ground, and a great place to go land is, you know, at the southernmost part of Tilted Towers, and try to go inside that tunnel and get the loot in there and the treasure chest that is usually in there as well. Alrighty, guys, this episode has gone for 30 minutes now, so this is by far the longest episode we've ever done. So our Tom 3 should be, or our Thomp 3, whatever, however you're supposed to pronounce that, that left a review for us the other day. He should be happy about that, because the longer episode, and going into a little bit more detail here, hopefully some of you out there, some of you others out there, are going to be happy about this episode as well. And you're going to be like the four others that have left a review so far. And you guys will also go leave a review on iTunes or whatever you happen to be listening on. You know, also subscribe to the show. Subscribing on iTunes or any other place that you might be listening, subscribing to the show is free. So please do that, because it helps the algorithm, helps the show be found by other people, so that we can build our little community here and hopefully start getting more calls like Charlie to inspire the episode that we had yesterday, which ended up inspiring another episode today by me going in more depth about one of the suggestions that I gave in yesterday's episode. So yeah, guys, keep the response coming. I'm having a great time doing this podcast. I'm loving the response I'm getting. I'm loving, you know, the fact that I'm getting as many downloads as I am. Just starting out about a month ago now, I had no idea that I would get this type of response. I'm almost at 7,000 downloads now. So I'm like, over the last couple of days, I've been getting like close to almost 1,000 downloads or listens, you know, a day. So it's getting crazy. I go to bed one night thinking like, oh wow, I can't believe I have this many people downloading the show. And then I wake up the next day to see what the count is on the downloads for the show the next day, and like, wow, I can't believe it increased that much. So I'm loving everything you guys are giving to me. I'm hoping you guys are loving what you're getting from me as well. Hope to see you out there in Fortnite. You guys have fun playing. So let's get to the end of this episode, because it's been a long one. So have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm. Hey guys, checking back in here at the end of the podcast. I can't believe it, but I forgot to mention Lucky Landing. That is our 19th area on the Fortnite map. It is in the middle of the map. It is the southernmost area you can go to, the very southern point of the map, in the middle again, as I just said. But let me get back in here. Hopefully not too many people have downloaded the episode before I get this update, but I will put this update in tomorrow's episode as well, for anybody who might have downloaded already and listened to this and then didn't download it after I get the update. I'm looking here. It was 2 hours ago that I downloaded. I mean, not that I downloaded, but that I uploaded this episode. So hopefully you guys will all get the update here about Lucky Landing. So Lucky Landing, again, very middle of the map, the very most southern part of the map, in the middle of the map. Lucky Landing, it's got a Asian theme. Quite a few pagodas there that you can go into. A lot of loot here that you can pick up inside the buildings. There's usually a treasure chest in the building that is the most northern part of it, of the Lucky Landing area. Again, this is a great spot because you're going to get a lot of loot here. You can get a lot of resources here. And this is another area that, you know, it's one of the newer areas on the Fortnite map, and still not a lot of people go here, even after it's been a while since it's been in on the map now, but still not a lot of people go here. So it's a great spot for beginners to go. you know, pick up some loot, gather resources, and practice building and editing. So again, that's what I would suggest for beginners to be checking this area out, because it's usually not too crowded in the games. I am actually recording this update in the middle of playing Fortnite right now, streaming on Twitch right now. So again, the description, the link for my Twitch is in the description for the show notes here. So go check that out. Yeah, guys, sorry that I missed this. Lucky landing in the first time around. Hopefully you get the update here. If not, I will update and let everybody know tomorrow that I missed this in the first go around. But thank you guys again for checking out the show. Have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.